Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hoops Talk with Will Perdue.
Alley-oop, Perdue!
Need to know what's happening with the Bulls in the NBA?
Hoops Talk, sponsored by Calamos Investments.
Here's four-time NBA champion and former Chicago Bull, Will Perdue.
Hoops Talk.
Will Perdue, we were looking for you on Wednesday. I'm like, what? Where is he?
Well, I would like to apologize. Thank you for your concern. My son is home from college, and I picked him up from the airport on Wednesday. Got distracted. We actually were running errands, went to the gym, and I did not have my phone with me. And it was a huge mistake on my part.
Look, I love that. Everybody is in the same boat, picking their kids up from college this time of year. And once you get them in the car and you haven't seen their face in a while, there's nothing else important in the entire world. So I'm glad that you had that time with them, because that's all that matters.
Yeah, and he's still here, and we're actually going. I'm taking him to the Bulls game this evening, so I will not be on TV, but I will be at the game analyzing what's going on.
Okay, Hoops Talk with Will Perdue is sponsored by Calamos Investments. Before we get to the roster change for the Bulls and everything, what are you doing putting a stranger in your car and tooling him around? He's not even from this country.
Oh, you're talking about Jimmy.
Yeah, the British guy.
Yes. So he's become like a local phenomenon now. And occasionally, you know, I will go out to do the Windy City Bulls games out in Hoffman Estates at Now Arena. And he was there, and he came up to us after the game and was talking to Mark and myself. And we were just chatting, and I was getting ready to leave. And Mark said to him, "So how are you getting home?" And he's like, "Well, I took the blue line to Rosemont, and then I took an Uber from Rosemont, but I think I'm going to take an Uber back, and it's going to be like over $100. And I just said, "Well, I tell you what, I'll give you a ride because I'm headed back to the city. I live in the city, so there's no need for you to take an Uber when I'm headed in your direction." So he was so appreciative, had a great time actually talking to him, learning about him. You know, at that time of night, there's no traffic, so, you know, it was a nice 40-minute ride. And I actually dropped him off within the vicinity of his hotel.
Oh, my gosh. It's the most amazing thing. You need to check it out on Twitter. This guy's a super fan. He's from the UK, loves the Bulls, was in town, and finds himself in Will Perdue's car getting a lift, so to speak, back to the city. And it's just, it's the best story. It's
well,
a better story.
The best part is, you know, Lisa, I just, I'm just used to being who I am, and it's been a few years since I played, and we're in the car, and he goes, "Hey, do you mind if I shoot a live video? Because nobody's going to believe me." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Nobody's going to believe me that Will Perdue gave me a ride home. They're just going to think I'm lying. I got to get a video of this so people will actually believe me. I need evidence." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then, so it was one of those things. You're like, man, these people, these Bulls fans, man, they're a little crazy.
And they're worldwide.
And it is. And now, and here's the topper to the whole story. Because of his trip to the United States, because of the connections that he made, he was already going to Paris with his girlfriend during the time frame that the Bulls are going to be over there playing the Pistons. But he didn't have a ticket because they sold out so quickly. So he strategically happened to mention that he didn't have a ticket. And not only did they give him a ticket, now him and his girlfriend have a ticket. And I said, "So is your girlfriend excited?" And he goes, "Yeah, she's excited to go to Paris. I don't know. I don't think she's very excited to go to the Bulls game, but she's going to go because she knows how important it is to me."
Oh, my gosh. And when you say they got him a ticket, who's they? Who's giving out Bulls tickets these days, Will?
The Bulls did. The Chicago Bulls. I mean, they put out the red carpet for this guy. And,
wow.
And but that's also, he did his due diligence. He reached out. You know, he was, as you pointed out, he was doing videos every day. He was on Instagram. He was on Twitter. He was making himself available. He was making himself known. And the Bulls were like, "Hey, we're going to help out this guy because he's a huge fan and he's got a big following over in the UK. And you know, it was kind of cool just to kind of listen to him describe, you know, I know he looks kind of young, but he's actually 38 years old. And he was just, this was his, he's like, this is the trip of a lifetime. I never thought it was going to be this cool. I never thought it was going to go this well. He goes, I can't thank you and everybody else. And also the people of Chicago, how friendly they've been, you know, since I've been here. I mean, he was actually here for 7 days.
Wow. Will Perdue is with us, former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. You know, I can get caught up in human interest stories forever, but Andy Mazur is here, and he's like, can I please get in a sports question?
Hey, well, I'm just curious. I'm curious, too, because tonight the Bulls are playing the Knicks again at home. It's such a strange quirk in the schedule. I don't remember that ever happening before.
No, I don't. We've had this discussion. You know, the Knicks flew in Tuesday night. They played on Wednesday here. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just assuming they stayed and practiced, and because of Derrick Rose and Thibodeau and their connections here in Chicago. And then we play them again tonight at home. So, you know, two games in a row at home against the Knicks. I fully believe that they'll fare much better tonight than they did Sunday against Atlanta and Wednesday against the Knicks. Very disappointing losses, you know, both overtime games. But I think that, you know, the 4 days in Chicago might get the best of the Knicks. So I am predicting and feel confident that the Bulls will win tonight.
Mark Carmen was in the other day. He was campaigning that Derrick Rose's jersey number be retired. What do you think about that?
You know, this has kind of been a pretty hot and heavy question behind, you know, closed doors as far as analysts, sports writers. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question in regards to the fact that, you know, because of the youth when he won the MVP, you know, there's a lot of supporters. I'm kind of on the fence, you know, in regards to that. It's just that turns out to be one of those organizational things about how they feel about it, the impact he had on the organization, the city. You know, I used to also say, Lisa, that, you know, because of the past, it was probably in the best interest that Derrick didn't come back here because, and part of it was not because they wouldn't accept him, but when he comes back here, they'll think of Derrick Rose as the MVP, not Derrick Rose, the player now. But I think as well as he's played, the fact that the Knicks aren't really playing him right now, they're out of the rotation. I think he would be a vital piece and could help this team win some games. I'd love to see him bring him back, you know, possibly make a little trade or something because I think he can help this team win.
Oh, that would be so cool. Have fun at the game tonight, Will. It's nice you get to spend it, you know, probably courtside with your kid and not having to work it. I just looked online. Everybody else, you can grab tickets for under $50 for the Bulls tonight. We appreciate you jumping on. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I had a question, though, Lisa, if you don't mind.
You know, bring it.
But so you hosted for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. What's up and coming for Christmas for your family?
Everybody.
I'm assuming you're going somewhere else and letting them do all the work?
They're coming to the farm. They arrive at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve and do not leave until the day after Christmas. There will be 8 dogs, 3 cats, 1 pot belly pig, and over 20 people. And a lot of air mattresses.
That's what I call a family right there.
It's going to be fun, Will. You're invited, too, if you want to come.
I'll have some more questions for you next week regarding the animals.
Okay. Will Perdue, brought to you by Calamos Investments at Hoops Talk.